Okay, you can start doing mouth guitar right now. You said you wanted to do this. Now's the time.
What is mouth guitar?
You know, where you imitate an electric guitar with your mouth.
You mean like electronic scat singing?
You've never imitated a guitar lead on your mouth?
This is, I can't imagine opening a show in a worse way than this. This is bad.
You said you wanted to do this.
I don't think so.
Here, I'm going to back it up. Here's the lead guitar part.
Okay.
You can hear it, right?
Why don't you demonstrate what
the hell? No. This was for you, my friend.
You mean like when a 12-year-old kid's in his room alone late at night?
12-year-old kid.
Imagining he's
12-year-old kid.
Well, I don't know. Just a kid in his room imagining he's Keith Richards. Is that what you mean? What the hell are you talking about?
What do you have in your mouth? God. I mean, I'm used to a piece of gum.
It's gum. It's a wad of gum.
Yeah. Like two or three pieces of double bubble.
So you're just out of the gate. You're just spunky, contrary. You're just looking for trouble.
I'm just so excited about Thanksgiving. Are you all ready?
Well, we're staying home with the doors and windows closed.
Uh-huh.
You'll never find us. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're delaying it. We're delaying Thanksgiving by 3 days.
Oh, you're doing it over the weekend?
Yeah. And then we're just going to select people
at random. Because you think there'll be a vaccine by Saturday?
Yeah. That's what we're hoping.
That's optimistic.
Yeah. We think the Italian vaccine is about 30% effective, but we can get a lot of it.
Yeah, you take four of it, that's 120%.
Exactly. So nobody.
Well, I guess nobody wants my vaccine.
Nobody. Yeah. How is your vaccine coming along?
It's not effective at all. Doesn't seem to be doing much good at all.
Damn. I'm
testing
sorry.
Testing it out on the dog.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know you put a lot of money and time into that.
I did. I'm just going to go back to my other invention.
Which is what?
I'm working on a better tampon. A better design.
Uh-huh. Are you consulting with any women for that?
Oh, good idea. Hold on. Good idea.
Yeah. Because they are the end user.
I think they're going to love it. I have a good feeling.
Yeah. What's the big difference with the Andy Breckman tampon?
Five times as big. For the same price.
But it might be too big.
Hold on. These are great notes. Too big? Well, that's why you have trials and testing.
Yeah, but you're not that far along yet. Or let me guess, you did testing, but only with guys.
You're right. Not applicable.
You wanted to see if guys would buy it if it said now 5,000 times as absorbent.
Yeah, on the shelf at CVS, a husband running in after work on his way home. Yeah, we've got him.
Have any of your...
Now 120% more tampon for the same price.
Have any of your many wives ever asked you to buy them tampons at the local drugstore?
Well, everyone, sure. Can you pick this up? Or when you're making a grocery store run?
Yeah, I mean, but it just occurs to me that I've picked up everything that my wife has ever asked me to, but that's never been on the list.
Well, I can't believe that, because Hank calls me at least three times a year asking me to pick up tampons.
When did she last call?
This is like 5 weeks ago. I guess she's too embarrassed to ask you.
Yeah. I guess she trusts you.
The first question out of her mouth is, how's your new tampons coming? Are they available yet?
I guess she knows
you're a
super absorber, so
she's very excited about them. Well, You've got the first two nights of Hanukkah covered.
Two nights?
That's how big they are.
I would say they're absorbent enough that I should be able to stretch it out to all eight nights. It's a modern tampon miracle.
It's the miracle of the tampon. It's good. It's good. It's good for 1 year. It's good for 12 to 14 months.
A single tampon.
Single tampon.
That is quite an innovation. I congratulate you.
You want in? You went in on this?
Is it too late?
No, it is not too late.
I can get some points. All right.
You have the back end.
All right. Yeah, let's talk after the show.
Gosh, we're funny. Gosh, we're funny.
So we're here.
It's almost not fair how funny we are. Because our callers, you know, our listeners call, they're not as funny as us.
Generally,
it's like a one-way street. It's just not fair.
I think we have a lot of funny callers.
Okay, but not like us, like that tampon bit.
Hey, we have some calls.
No, we don't.
We do. Hi, you're on the air.
Based on what?
I can't believe I got through.
Hey, Sam the appraiser.
What is this about? Andy, Sam, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks, you too. And you know what? It is unfair how funny you guys are. It's totally slanted in your favor.
It's a one-way street.
That tampon bit absolutely killed, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I'd like you to have that transcribed within 30 minutes so that
we can perfect it.
We would like to do it again at the end of the show.
Kenny, is Sam the appraiser calling because he knows the theme of our show, the topic?
Gosh, Andy, I don't know. Maybe you could ask him.
I'm too shy.
Sam, Andy would like to know whether you're calling about the topic of tonight's show, which was already announced.
No, I was calling to suggest that you make a recyclable tampon.
There you go.
Well, yeah. Aren't they reusable now?
For something, it could be donated to patients that need the blood.
No, they're not really reusable, the ones on the market now, Andy. You could add that to your list of many innovations.
I got the reusable.
If you make
diaper
a recyclable
cover.
Tampon, I mean, you know who loves recycling? Chicks.
They well, do.
Andy, there are there are reusable diapers. Those exist.
Chicks love it when you pretend to recycle.
All right, Sam.
No more need to donate blood anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam, thank you. Kill the turkey.
I was never in a band. I don't have a story.
Okay.
You know, our theme song is a perfect example of what our night's topic is. Wait, but before we get into this, do we have something to promote?
Yes, we do. We do.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, tickets for the 7-second delay staring contest went on sale today, I think. You can get them.
Oh, dear God. Just remind me what that is.
Get them at WFMU.org. $5 benefits the station. It's Saturday, December 5th at 8 p.m.
And just remind me what the hell it is.
Everybody gets on to the Zoom call. Your camera has to be on for you to be eligible to win. And then you have to get a good close-up of your face, and you have to start off with a poker face. And then Andy Breckman uses his zingers to make you laugh or smile.
Oh, no. Wait, you mean I go individually from face to face?
No, all at once. You can knock down 50 of them all at once with a single zinger. And once you've smiled or laughed, we turn your video off. You're still on the call, but your video's off. You're no longer eligible. And then it starts to become a smaller and smaller group.
And how long will this last?
Until the last person is cracked. Until you have
like
one.
It's like this event is like a super spreader of stupidity.
Yes, exactly. Like a super absorbent tampon of stupidity. It absorbs the stupidity for up to a year. And then you can recycle it.
And wait, and what do people win if they're the last stoic face standing?
Andy, I'm glad you asked because it's the perfect prize packet. It's $144.50, as you know. As you know, the perfect amount to win.
It is. It's enough to get people interested, but it's not enough to hurt me too bad. But let me ask you this. how do we know people aren't going to just put up a still photo of themselves like they do in every bad heist movie when they put up a photo in front of the surveillance camera?
Well, Andy, I'm glad you asked, because we have any number of mechanisms to make sure that people don't do that. Like, we will say, hold your thumb up and move it up and down the side of the screen.
Oh, I see. We can. And then how do we know ever since the Jeffrey Toobin incident, we have to make sure guys are behaving themselves. I guess guys will have to have their hands on camera.
At least mannequin hands on camera. They could have mannequin hands on camera. And most importantly, the 7-second delay staring contest is being hosted by Jeffrey Toobin.
Okay, so hands where you can see them. Hands up.
They don't have to be real hands, but there have to be hands up. And we're going to be asking you to use your hands to prove that you're not a still image, that you're not a screenshot.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And how am I supposed to make them laugh?
Oh, with your humor.
Hold on.
Write that down. It's okay. H-U-M-O-R.
Well, I guess I can reprise my tampon bit.
Yes, we're going to have a transcript of that in 25 minutes.
Wait. But I don't want to go around insulting people.
No, you're not insult. You don't have to insult them.
All right, I'm going to bring a joke book. I'm going to get an old joke book.
What are you talking? Wow, this really has you nervous.
Well, of course, wouldn't you be nervous? Number one, I don't want it to go on for 8 hours.
But you're a comedy professional. There's no way it's going to go on for more than 45 minutes, I don't think.
Why? Because it's like hands on a hard body. People will just.
Yeah, I mean,
up.
Like you're gonna you have the ability to make people laugh. You're gonna make people. It's, you know, you're gonna knock down the number of people very quickly, and then there's gonna be a couple of developmentally disabled stalwarts.
Oh, they're tough.
Hanging on.
Oh, they're tough.
Yeah. But we have ways of making them crack, or you have ways of making them crack.
You know who has a real advantage here?
Who?
People who hate me.
Yes. Mm. They have a real advantage.
They do. Okay, now I'm kind of nervous about it. All right.
But then that's when you can get down to making fun of them.
I never would do that.
I know you wouldn't. So back to tonight's show.
Okay, so tonight, yeah, so I have a theme song, Andy Breckman Man.
Right. I mentioned in passing.
Which I do love.
Yes.
And it occurred to me, let me see, this week, I'll tell the story of our little show.
Okay.
The backstory. So earlier this week or last week, I was listening to The Monkees. Don't you always listen to The Monkees in the morning when you wake up?
I do not.
Oh, my God. Nothing better than The Monkees in the morning. And then, because you open your window and there it is. It's another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
I drive through Pleasant.
Pure status symbol land.
Yeah, I drive through Pleasant Valley like twice a day.
Okay, so then the theme song comes on, the Monkees theme song. Greatest song ever. Greatest marketing decision in the history of marketing. It's for the Monkees to have a theme song. Even the Beatles didn't have a theme song.
There it is.
Oh my God, I love it. Get the funniest looks from. Get funny looks.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's a theme song for a TV show. And
yeah,
the band.
And the band. Wait, right. but keep going, because the best line is coming up. We're too busy singing to put anybody down. Fantastic.
They're too busy singing.
They're too busy singing, Ken.
To put anybody down.
They can't multitask.
Right.
They have to either sing. Here's what the Monkees can do. They can do two things. They can put people down and they can sing.
I hope nobody teaches them any mean songs. Because that will ruin the whole plan.
Oh my God, they had a lot of angry songs. I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. Pleasant Valley Sunday. Oh my God.
So you think that might be the best theme song
for a band? No one's going to beat that.
There's a couple other ones that are similar. So what we want is you to vote, and we want suggestions And we're not necessarily looking for bands that did a song of the exact same name, like Bad Religion doing the song Bad Religion. Joe Bielak did that show already the beginning of October.
So we're, we didn't know, we weren't aware of that when we planned our show, were we?
No, we were not.
Who told us about Joe's show?
Big Matty Warwick did.
Oh, he couldn't keep it to himself.
No,
he said, couldn't let us have. He couldn't let us enjoy our show.
Well, I think he did us a solid, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, it's better that we knew about that going in. That on October 5th, Joe Bielak did a show, 3 hours, of bands who have a song which is the exact same as their band name.
Which is the exact same. Yeah, it's close to what we're doing.
Yeah, Bad Religion doing the song Bad Religion. Iron Maiden doing the song Iron Maiden.
The other great part of the Monkees song is the last line.
Okay.
This song makes me so happy. We're the young generation, and we've got something. We're too busy
singing. There it is. They're too busy singing to put anybody down.
They're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch, sing and play. They're just trying to be friendly. We're the young generation.
See, you hate
that song.
Yeah, you hate that though.
You love it, but they've got something to say, and you get all excited. Oh man, they're going to engage us in some high level policy discussions, some philosophic interplay. They've got something to say, so you stick around and you watch the show, and they're just jumping on trampolines for 20 minutes. How disappointing.
That was the men's show where they jumped on trampolines.
No, the Monkees, they were like Betty Hill.
I know,
running in
I know.
And out of doors, running up and down streets.
It actually
oh,
was
wait,
like...
Honey, it's the young generation. They've got something to say. Could you please keep it down? And then on the TV, Mickey Dolenz is just running into the ocean naked.
There's a song called Hey, Where the... No, it's... there's a few versions, like a few takeoffs on that. There's Hey, Hey, We're the Gories.
Well, that's not even clever. If I had a band, I'd write a song, Hey, We're Not the Monkees. And just kind of list all the differences between us and the Monkees.
There's We're the Pet Shop.
We've got very little to say, would be the last line of my song.
We're the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, is that really a song?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
There it is. You call that horrible?
We're the Pet Shop Boys?
That's the Pet Shop Boys, my friend. This is We're the Pet Shop Boys.
So they had a theme song?
I guess that this constitutes a theme song.
Did they have something to say, like the Monkees?
So far, no. So far, it's an instrumental. So Bobby has a slipstream to I don't even know if they ever sing We're the Pet Shop Boys.
Well, this is a genre of music that's not my favorite genre. Oh, this is what they call bad music.
Is this your second favorite genre?
No. No, it's not even on my list.
All right. So anyway, here I said that we were going to have a full switchboard the whole hour.
Yeah.
How wrong I was.
Yeah.
Nobody is calling. Not a single call to let us know bands that have theme songs.
Well, my second favorite theme song,
yes,
is the Roaches. They would open their concerts with a song they called it "We,"
right?
Was the name of the theme song, but it was autobiographical and very sweet and very clever.
And that's
we are Maggie and Terry and Suzzy.
That's when you were on the folk circuit.
Yeah, I opened for these guys.
Oh wow! So you saw them do this many times.
Well, I've seen them do it, but I also have heard them. It's off their first album, of course, the first cut of the first album. That's the way to do it. Like the Monkees, first cut, first album. That's the way to introduce yourself to the world.
All right. We have some calls. You want to listen to We by the Roaches or you want to take a call?
Oh my God. It's so brilliant. It has one of my favorite lines. Sometimes our voices give out, but not our ages or our phone numbers.
We are Maggie and Terry and Suzzy.
So you like that because it's kind of a zinger.
It's so clever, and they're so cute. And what guy in the audience doesn't have a crush on those gals?
I have Suzzy Roach's book on my night table.
Great, Ken.
Yeah.
Great.
It's under 20 other books.
Yeah.
I'll probably never read it.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Oh, thanks
sure.
for being.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for being the call.
Thanks for being the call. Yeah, thanks for being the call. You are the call.
Unfortunately, I missed like the first 15 minutes, and I was just listening, and I couldn't help but think of one song that you may have already mentioned. So, by all means, feel free to shoot it down. Talk Talk.
Oh, did Talk Talk do a song called Talk Talk?
They did on their first album.
Okay, so what would you vote for being the greatest band theme song ever? Because the winning band tonight in 35 minutes wins $5,000. I didn't mention that before.
But oh, goodness.
We will offer $5,000 to the band that has the best theme song, but they have to call us by 7 o'clock to claim the prize.
Right.
We will announce the winner
at 6:58. I don't think I know who else in the band. I mean, I'm a big Talk Talk fan.
Well, there's Talk Talk for you.
Talk Talk by Talk Talk. And it features the word talk like 80 times over the course of the song. And rest in peace to Mark Collins, but I really don't know any of the other members of the band offhand.
Nor I. Looking for that Talk Talk chorus. So, would you vote for Talk Talk then as being your favorite?
Yes,
okay.
I would.
All right, thank you.
Because even though like I enjoy so much of their work, that song is like what they wanted to. Like they introduced themselves to the world as that.
The second Talk is great. I'm not so crazy about the first Talk, but thank you for your suggestion and for the vote,
Ken Friedman.
I got to call it.
But wait, come on. Isn't the Monkees the gold standard?
So that's for your vote. I guess you're putting in your vote.
It's manifestly true. It's subjectively the.
No, come on. We have We're the Meat Men. We have
subjectively.
I think a lot of listeners would vote for We're the Meat Men and You Suck.
We're the Meat Men and You Suck.
See, there you go. I think that was on their first album.
Let me tell you about the Meat Men. They are not too busy singing to put anybody down. They can do both at once.
Yeah. They can do it at once. They can do them consecutively.
The Monkees really had. I think the Monkees were natural, talented musicians.
Yeah, the Monkees were special.
Yeah, the Monkees were special. The Monkees really had to focus on the instruments that they were playing.
Right.
And so they couldn't. They couldn't just pause and put people down.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Excellent. How about Motorhead?
Motorhead by Motorhead. Yeah, that was on Joe Bielak's show, so we're trying to avoid the songs that he hit. Is that where you would put your vote, though?
That is where I put my vote.
Okay, one vote for Motorhead by Motorhead.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
What other theme song is great? Our theme song.
Yes.
And Breckman Man.
Right.
Wait, maybe I'll vote for that one.
All right, I'm going to put
Andy. Wait, that would be $5,000. Wait, and hold on here. You offered to put up the money.
No,
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait, I'm beginning. I see the light at the end of this tunnel. An idea, Ken.
Yeah.
If my theme song wins and I claim the money and you offered to put up the prize money.
I didn't exactly offer to put the prize money up.
You said if the band actually calls.
If the band actually calls, I said.
We're so sure no one would call.
Right. I said I would take it out of Matt Warwick's salary.
Perfect. So all I have to do is win. All I have to do is somehow get my own theme song.
Well, I don't think you should not be able to vote for your own theme song and have it win. That's just a rigged election.
Oh, I shouldn't be able to, but right. Here I am doing it.
No, well, I'm not writing
question,
down.
No question, I shouldn't be able to.
I have the tally in front of me. I'm not writing down a hash mark under it. A listener has to vote for it. And we have many others.
Play our theme song again. Just play a little bit of it. I want it officially nominated, officially in the running.
Will you do mouth guitar over the guitar solo to get it nominated?
What do you do? Why would you make me do that?
Here it comes. Here it comes, Andy. Ready?
I roll for $5,000.
Well, you haven't done it yet. All right, there's our theme song.
That's pretty great. Wait, what was the name of the band that donated their time and talent? The Sons of Don Quixote?
Yep.
God bless them. I wonder where they are now.
Would you give them the $5,000? Here's
Butthole. I would not. I would let them watch me roll around on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
with the cash.
That's on YouTube. So what good is that? Yeah. That's nothing to say they can watch that.
I'll give them a link to the YouTube channel where I'm rolling around on the
bed. Oh, that's right. I forgot you made a whole channel of it.
Of Andy rolling around with his money.
Every day a new video of Andy
rolling. Whenever I get a check.
That would be
a hit channel.
That would be a great channel.
That would be a great channel. Some guy that every payday.
Every day.
Every payday goes to the bank. Cashes his check, takes the singles, just wants singles, throws it all on the bed and rolls around.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, you love the show. It doesn't matter who it is, Ken.
I love the show.
He loves the show, Andy.
That's all that matters.
So have you got a band theme song?
I've got one that probably doesn't count and one that would.
Okay.
First one in keeping with the Monkees. How about the Banana Splits?
Oh, the tra-la-la song.
Yeah.
Yeah, which
they may not officially count as a legit.
Yeah.
Did they say, was that song about their show and about their band?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, I believe so.
The tra-la-la song. I remember that.
One banana, two banana, three banana.
Oh, they go to the banana. Okay.
Yeah. The other one I have that I believe may be an instrumental, so it may not count, Cool in the Gang.
Really? They did a song called Cool in the Gang?
Yeah, Cool in the Gang by Cool in the Gang, first track on the Cool in the Gang album.
Wow, okay. Which one would you vote for?
I think, Andy, why don't you vote for you want to hear my song again? The Andy Breckman theme song?
Andy wants to know if you would like to hear the...
You know, I could win this with 3 votes.
Well, you're not allowed to vote for it yourself.
It doesn't matter. I mean, look, the vote is so dissipated. There's so many people splitting the vote. I could sneak in.
Yeah, you could. And then it would come out of Matt Warwick's salary. That's not
exactly. It's a win-win-win-win-win.
It doesn't seem fair to me.
I don't
there's
understand.
Cool. There's Cool in the Gang by Cool in the Gang. Okay, caller, which one would you vote for?
I'll go with Cool in the Gang.
All right. It's in the lead.
All right. Cool.
With 1 vote.
All I need is 3 votes.
Well, right now you have 0 votes. Right
Andy
now.
Breckman, man. Perfect. Perfect theme song.
Talk has 1 vote. Motorhead has 1 vote. And Cool in the Gang has 1 vote. And let's see.
Is it call? Give us a call and suggest a theme song. But then vote for me.
Andy Breckman Man has 0 votes. The Butthole Surfers did a song called Butthole Surfer. In fact, that was how they got their name. And I know you're a fan, Andy.
Yeah, we were going to call our band in sixth grade the Butthole Surfers, but it had already been taken.
Yeah.
We went with the UFOs.
You could have called yourself the New Jersey Butthole Surfers.
Yeah, or the new Christie Butthole Surfers.
Uh-oh. Going to bail out of that one. Go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Andy in New York.
Hey, Andy. Andy, it's Andy.
Fantastic. You love the show?
No, it's Zane in New York.
Andy, it's Jane in New York. Zane.
Fantastic. You love the show?
Andy, it's James in New York.
Ken, I don't care what their names are. What are you? Who cares?
Well, I couldn't think of a song... My music, I'm not that big, but I do listen to Andy Breckerman every week, so I'd have to give my vote to that.
There you go. That's a vote, and we appreciate your support. God bless you and your work.
Andy, the vote is only valid. I can only certify the vote if you remember his name.
Well, it's James from New York.
Okay. Well done, James.
Cut across town to Matt Warwick, listening on his radio. What the hell is going on, says Matt.
Okay.
How did I get roped into this?
I want to put one up. I want to put one up as a nominee, which is Monk Time by the Monks. And try to get people to call in and vote for that so that we don't have to take $5,000 out of it, Matt Warwick's paycheck, to go to Andy Breckerman. And Andy said he wasn't even going to split it with Friends of Don Quixote, who wrote it and performed it. See, now this is a great theme song.
But it doesn't mention the band name.
Oh, it's getting there. And it has a social message, too.
Oh, well, you get points off for that.
My name's Gary. Let's go. It's beat time. It's hot time. It's funk time. You know, we don't like the army. What army? Who cares what army? Why do you kill all those kids over there in Vietnam? Mad Viet Cong. My brother died in Vietnam. James Bond. Who is he? Stop it. Stop it. I don't like it. Still out for my ears. Pussy galore is coming down. We like it. We don't like the atomic bomb. Stop it! Stop it! I don't like it! Stop it!
See, they're against the atomic bomb. They're soldiers! Yeah. They're soldiers, but they're against the Vietnam War.
They came out against the atomic bomb.
Yeah. Now that's a theme song!
I'd love to have been at that band meeting when they were debating that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I love this show. I'd like to vote for Andy's theme song.
Yes, thank you so much. What is your name, honey?
It's Nadia.
My name's Zoe.
Oh, hi, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Hi. Thanks so much for thinking about me. You know, I love that theme song, too. That's my favorite one, too. We have that in common. Hey, what's your favorite color?
I like the color blue.
Oh, my God, that's my favorite color, too. That's two things that we have in common.
Nice.
What's your favorite direction? North, south, east, or west?
I like the east.
Oh, my God. I was just about to say east. We're like kindred spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for my
$5,000. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Zoe. Andy, you're like that clown in the Stephen King novels. It.
Thank God. I'm going to check it out tonight. I'm sure it's a great compliment.
Pennyroyal?
So thank you now.
What's the name of that clown?
I don't know. The one that lurks in the sewer?
Yeah, yeah. You took your shtick directly from him.
Man, I'd be good at luring kids to the sewer.
Yeah, you sure would.
I know.
If he ever needs a fill-in, man, they should call you.
I do that sometimes. I temp for him. I was his assistant for many years.
All right, so right now, Andy Breckerman Man has two votes.
He was tough, that clown.
Motorhead has one vote. Cool.
Here's
the
my impression of that clown.
Yeah.
You call that a shallow grave? He was tough to work
with. I didn't realize he was also overseeing affairs in the cemetery.
Well, I only worked for like a month and a half. But that was a long time. He went to assistants like every week.
What happened to all his assistants?
You know, a lot of them are just off the grid. I just don't know. They're gone.
Huh. I guess those are the kind of people he attracted.
Yeah.
Off the grid prepper types. All right, back to the phones. We're trying to find the best band theme song. The best band theme song.
Yeah, so far I'm leading with, I think, 4 or 5 votes.
No, 2 votes. You have 2 votes. And,
oh, my God, $5,000.
If a representative of the band can call into the station by 7 o'clock and get through.
That would be me.
Then they win $5,000, and that $5,000 comes out of Matt Warwick's payroll.
That would be me. All I had to do is remember the damn phone number and call into the station.
Yeah.
So that will be tough.
But if you would like to vote for Josie and the Pussycats, or Monk Time, or Motorhead, or Kool and the Gang.
All those cartoon shows had themes.
Yeah, there was Josie and the Pussycats. England had the Wombles, I think.
I guess a lot of kids shows had theme songs too, but nothing beats Andy Breckman.
I think a lot of songs beat Andy Breckman, man. Hi, you're on the air.
I can't believe I got through.
Me neither.
Thanks for being the call.
Do you remember the Wombles?
Not specifically.
Okay.
But it sounds good.
It sounds good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
And, he supports the Wombles in theory.
I have an Australian band theme song.
Uh-huh. What band is it?
There's a band called Legends of Motorsport from Hobart in Tasmania, and they had a song theme for Legends of Motorsport. You can find it on Bandcamp. The album title is Parking Like an F-Head. And, it's
Legends of Motorsport.
It's no Andy Breckman man theme, but
is the band still in existence?
They stopped playing a couple of years ago, sadly.
I can't find him, and I don't have Bandcamp open, unfortunately, right now. But which other band would you like to vote for? Any band other than Andy Breckman man?
I'm pretty keen on the Wombles now that you've mentioned
it. Okay, Wombles. Wombles it is. Remember, you're a Womble.
It doesn't hurt me because that's the first Womble vote.
Okay, thank you, Melbourne.
Sorry, I
can't find Legends of Motorsport.
I don't have to win a plurality of the votes. I have to win a majority of the votes.
Huh? No. You just have to have...
Oh, wait, did I say that backwards?
Yeah, that's...
I agree with you.
You're absolutely right. You have to have a majority of the votes.
Yeah.
You have to have a majority of all the votes cast in order.
It's like a presidential primary with the 83 candidates.
In order to win. So you have a ways to go, given that. I think 2, 3, 4.
No,
five, six.
I don't. I'm,
no,
I'm,
you do.
I have a substantial lead.
No, you don't, because you don't have a majority of the votes cast yet.
No, I don't need a majority.
No, you said that you did.
I do have a majority.
No, you don't. There's 6 votes cast. You've only received 2 of those.
No, but I'm winning. I have the
I'm sorry, Andy. I know it hurts. I know it's rough.
No, I have the most. I'm winning the election.
Yeah, but you don't have a majority of the votes cast.
Well, no one.
We're not going to have a runoff, Andy. Who's going to pay for the runoff election? You have to have a majority of the votes cast. You said it yourself.
You can't rewrite the
You
rules,
said it. You said it. I didn't say it.
Well, I didn't. Well, this is the first time in 30 years you've actually listened to me.
I know. I should have started doing this a long time ago.
No.
It's really helpful.
Wait, is it majority? Did I miss?
Yeah. No, you said it right. You have to have a majority of the votes cast in order to win the $5,000. But we have time. You have time to do it.
I have to have the most votes cast.
No,
a
majority.
Don't get a majority.
No, not every election structured the same way. This one's.
Yeah, well, you can't wait. You can't rewrite the rules. Wait, hold on. You can't say, hold on. We're going to go. We're going to have 10 innings in the middle of a baseball game.
Back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Plurality. Hold on.
What's your name?
My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Have you got a band theme song?
I do. Upside Down Cross.
No, yes, I need a plurality.
Upside Down Cross?
Yes, and the album is called Upside Down Cross, too.
Okay. Where the hell did Search go? Jesus! Upside Down Cross. And if I couldn't find Upside Down Cross, which other band that we've been talking about would you vote for, other than Andy Breckman?
No, you can vote for me. Wait, I had it wrong.
Oh, I have to go for Motorhead, then.
Yeah, Motorhead, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to look for Upside Down Cross.
All I need is a...
There they are. Oh, Jeffrey Lewis. Right? Jeffrey Lewis is in the band?
Someone named Shoehorn, I know, is in the band.
It says Jeffrey Lewis, our old pal. Well, we're playing Upside Down Cross. There we go. Hey, we're Upside Down Cross. Well, I'm glad they at least mentioned their name. Okay, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks for your Motorhead vote, too. Andy, you're now tied with Motorhead. Of course, we would need somebody from Motorhead to call. if Motorhead won. But even Motorhead, Andy, would need a majority of the votes cast.
No, no, no. It's a plurality. I was completely, I completely misremembered these words.
All right.
If this was an SAT test, I would be doing very badly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good thing it's not an SAT test. Good thing there's only $5,000 at stake. It's not like an SAT. That'll determine your whole life. This is only $5,000.
$5,000 of Matt Warwick's dollars.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to put a vote in for The Highwaymen by The Highwaymen.
Okay.
But really, I want to vote for...
Well, but wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Really, you want to vote for what?
If we're doing ranked choice voting... I want my vote to go toward anything that will edge out Andy Breckman's song.
Such as Motorhead?
Sure.
Okay, there you go.
You know, The Highwaymen, that's a Jimmy Webb song, and I don't know if that is officially a theme song. It was, I believe, written before the group was formed. And
well, yeah, but it was their big hit.
Right, but they called themselves, but the song was... The song had actually been recorded by others before them.
Had it been recorded before that, Andy?
I believe it had. I believe Jimmy Webb had it on an album. Along the coach roads I did
ride. Okay, well, we got the vote for Motorhead. That's the main thing.
Great.
Thank you, Highwayman.
But I do love that song.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson.
They were the Highwaymen.
Hi, you're on the air.
They each took a verse.
Hi.
Whoa. Can you speak up?
Yes.
Okay. Speak way, way up.
Whoa. Hello.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
I'm a big, big fan.
What's your name?
Catch? What's the catch here?
What's your name?
What's your angle? What are you after?
So many angles. My name's Annalie.
Amelie, good to have you on.
Thank you. I'm calling from Catskill.
All right, Catskill, New York. And where? What's your band theme song that you'd like to nominate or vote for?
Well, I'd like to nominate The Penetrators,
The
Penetrators.
I remember them.
Hey, hey, we're The Penetrators.
Well,
yeah.
They have, you know, an expletive in the song, so I don't know if it counts. But...
Ah, I better not play it. But I'll write them down.
That's a good one.
I can't imagine The Penetrators not having an expletive.
Well, it's
you
no,
gotta love The Penetrators.
It's no Checkpoint Echo, but still, The Penetrators, it is like their theme song.
Would you say The Penetrators were too busy singing to put anybody down?
I would say so. I would say so. They also had another hit called Shopping Bag.
Right, Shopping Bag. There you go. There's Shopping Bag. That's The Penetrators, Andy.
Yeah.
So, Amelie, would you put your vote in for The Penetrators, or might you want to vote for Motorhead or The Wombles or Kool and the Gang?
Yeah, I have to do Motorhead.
Exactly. Sure. There you go.
Although, Andy,
thanks for sharing The Penetrators with us.
Oh, of course.
You know, it sounded a little bit,
Andy. She was.
It's through my speakers, at least. It sounded a little bit like music.
Oh, it's good. It's really good. You know.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But Andy, before you interrupted her to insult her band, I believe she was in the process of paying you some kind of compliment.
Oh damn! I hope we still get it.
Yeah.
I hope she recovers, and still delivers her compliment.
Well, you could ask her now.
I'm too shy.
Amelie, Andy would love it if you could pay him that compliment again. And this time, neither one of us will.
The theme song. I love it every week.
You're the best. Amelie, are you named after the French film? Were your parents fans of that movie?
You know, I've been so excited to speak to you. My name is Annalise.
Annalise. Okay, Annalise. Yes.
Yeah. Annalise. Oh, okay.
It's okay. I'm from Akron, Ohio originally, so people have called me all sorts of.
Have you ever met another woman named Annalise in your life?
Yes, several. And they all have different spellings.
Isn't there a Public Image Limited song, Annalisa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a Vizo song, Annalisa Schmitz.
Annalisa Schmitz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's a beautiful. It's a melodic name. A beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name.
Oh, my grandmother made me. So thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Annalise, Andy paid you that compliment right there about your name being really beautiful. That was
all the love.
That was his way of trying to get you to compliment him again. So, so go ahead.
I'm still voting for Motorhead. But...
All right. Hell. Thank you, Annalise.
You can go to hell, whatever your name is.
Bye, Annalise. So let's see. Under this weird voting scheme that you imposed on us, Andy... where you can only win if you get a majority of the votes cast.
Well, then no one will. Now, if you impose that rule, no one will ever win.
No, if Motorhead...
We have 12 votes. No one's going to get 6 or 7 votes.
If Motorhead gets one more vote, I believe they have it.
And then they have 2 minutes to call and claim the $5,000?
Yeah, and Lemmy's dead, so he can't call.
Okay, so our odds have just increased.
Yeah, so our odds increased by...
Matt Warwick is just breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, but there's other members of Motorhead, and can't a member of the band's like management call to collect the $5,000? I mean, that's...
I think anyone on the Motorhead payroll.
Okay, anybody on Motorhead payroll. There we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is John in Asheville. How's it going?
Hey, John.
Great, now that you called.
Oh, thanks. Well, I love the show.
Thanks, brother.
I'm going to nominate a WFMU classic that I know that Joe Bielak did not play on his show.
Okay.
Angel Witch by Angel Witch from the album Angel Witch.
It's a trifecta.
One of several, yes, from the old Dave Hill show.
There it is. Oh, yeah, I remember Angel Witch on Dave Hill. That's right.
Yeah, so...
Andy, do mouth guitar to this.
Motorhead.
I'm not doing that.
Do mouth guitar to this, Andy.
Where did this come from?
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for the Angel Witch. Would you like to vote for Motorhead now?
Yes, I would. I'd like to, even though I've nominated Angel Witch, I'm definitely going to vote for Motorhead.
Excellent.
Just to tell Andy to go to hell.
Is Motorhead still touring? Is it still a viable... operating band?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't think
that's a great question.
Yeah.
Oh man, then you're gonna love you're gonna love the next question.
Yeah.
If you think that's a great question,
tell me what's the next question. You've got me all excited now.
Why are nickels bigger than dimes?
Exactly. I don't know why. That's a good question too.
That's a great question. Why was Tarzan, who was raised in the jungle, clean-shaven?
Oh, my God, Andy, you're blowing my mind. I've never considered any of these things.
I knew I would, because asking about how Motorhead's doing was considered a great question.
John,
I knew how low your standards were.
Andy, say goodbye to John now.
Hey, John.
Goodbye, Andy. Bye, Ken. Have a great night.
Bye, John. Happy Thanksgiving. Kill the turkey.
That's all the time we have. Thanks so much to everyone.
No, we have 10 minutes left to go here. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I called here to defend this whole election snafu you've got going on about trying to bring down Andy. Wasn't Motorhead originally written by Hawkwind? I know Lemmy was in that band, but that's
that's not officially a theme Motorhead song. Vote? You're absolutely right. It is. We are disqualifying that song.
See, I got your back, Andy. Don't you worry.
This is heaven sent.
Wow.
This is the call I've been praying for.
This is
Motorhead is disqualified. It is not.
Don't get me wrong. I like Motorhead just as much as I like Andy. But you know what? You got to be honest when you have an election.
That's right.
What's your name? What's your name, caller?
This is Rich from the future.
Rich from the future, man. Rich is the Rudy Giuliani that Trump wishes he had.
Exactly.
He just disqualified Motorhead.
I could have changed a lot of things. I won't go into all that, but all I know is Andy should get a fair shake here.
You're right. So we have to throw out Motorhead because Rich is absolutely right. It was a Hawkwind song. It wasn't a Motorhead song. But Motorhead.
Right. I don't pay attention to much, but I knew that.
Right. Motorhead covered it. So, yeah, it's disqualified.
Yes, even though I know Lemmy was in both bands.
Oh, my God. So that means Andy Breckman's in the lead. Okay. Thanks, Rich. Or should I call you?
Have a great evening.
And that, my friends, is the power of prayer.
All right, we need
Rich from the future.
Rich from the future. Our other possible.
Down gave me a big old kiss on the keppel.
We need people to vote for the Wombles, Kool and the Gang, or Talk Talk.
Suddenly, I'm looking forward to the future.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm going for the Meat Men.
All right, Meat Men.
No, you can vote. Why don't you vote for Motorhead?
No, he's going to vote for the Meat Men. All right, there we go. More people need to vote for the Meat Men. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, it's me, Gordon.
Hey Gordon.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate the theme from Krill by Krill.
Theme from Krill. Okay, and would you like to vote for the Meat Men?
No, I'd like to vote for Angel Witch. It's an American classic.
Okay, Angel Witch. There you go. Thanks for your vote.
I need more listeners from the future.
The band that wins as having the best band theme song wins $5,000. And right now, Andy Breckman is in the lead. And the $5,000 is going to come out of Matt Warwick's paycheck every 2 weeks, bit by bit.
I found a loophole. I didn't appreciate when the show began that I could walk away with $5,000.
Yeah.
But it's I do have a theme song, so I do qualify. The money has been put on the table by you.
Not by me, no, by Matt Warwick.
Well, but you offered it. You're going to have to do the explaining.
Right. Well, I already explained it. I explained it to him. He agreed that it was, you know, outlandishly unlikely, you know, that this would never happen in a million years.
The only thing that's now saving his ass is my inability to remember the phone number.
Right. Right. And also the fact that in order to win, you still need to have a majority of legal votes.
No, a plurality.
A majority of legal votes. And right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 legal votes. We just threw out 5. We threw out 5 votes for Motorhead.
Wait, so I need 4 votes to walk away with the prize.
So back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How many votes do I have now?
2.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Brooklyn. Who is it?
Jen in Brooklyn.
Hi, Jen.
So I have a nomination. I don't know if it counts, but maybe Clash City Rockers by The Clash.
Oh, well, The Clash also has We Are The Clash.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then I know there's also Wilco by Wilco on the album Wilco, another trifecta.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay. And would you like
I've never heard it, though. I just know what it is.
Well, those are great suggestions. Would you like to vote for The Meat Men or Angel Witch?
I think I'm going to vote for the Roaches.
Or me, Andy Breckman.
Oh, you're going to vote for the Roaches. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That is all. Well, you can't argue with that.
Excellent.
That really
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Since my vote got thrown out, I need to re-vote.
Yes, so exactly.
Which song needs the vote to knock Andy out of the lead?
Well, if any of these bands got a vote, they would tie Andy at least. The Roaches, Meat Men, Angel Witch, Wombles, Kool and the Gang, and Talk Talk.
Oh, well, I nominated Angel Witch, so I'll vote for it.
All right. Neck and neck, Andy Breckman versus Angel Witch.
This election is rigged.
Thank you.
My fellow Americans.
And it's perfect because Andy loves doing mouth guitar to Angel Witch.
It's the end of democracy as we know it. This is everything that's wrong with this country.
Hi, you're on
the air.
Love the show, man. We love you.
Thanks.
I just want to let you know that Motorhead is the first song on Motorhead's first album on Chiswick Records.
Yeah, but it was a Hawkwind song originally, wasn't it?
Well, he wrote it when he was in Hawkwind and tricked those stoners into playing it for him.
Right, and Hawkwind recorded it and put it out too, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we can't really consider it a Motorhead theme song if it was, you know, written and recorded and released by Hawkwind, you know?
As you wish. Okay. I mean,
my friend, don't even try to argue with Ken. He makes up the rules as he goes along.
I should bring up that the Mothers of Invention did 2 songs, Mother People and Motherly Love, which were both advertisements for the band.
Oh, yeah, wait, We Are the Mother People. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's a great suggestion. Would you like to vote for Angel Witch?
I think the Roaches could probably use the remaining
Roaches
probably use the money.
There we go.
More than anybody else.
Okay.
And thanks for reminding me that I'm a Womble. I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah. You're a Womble. Thanks for calling. All right, so right now it's a 3-way tie. between the Roaches, Angel Witch, and Andy Breckman.
So let's say whichever one of those three calls the station will walk away with the money. And if more than one group calls, we'll split the money.
Okay, so yeah, so now's the time for these the representatives of these bands.
Oh, really?
To call.
Okay, hold on. What the hell's that number?
Yeah, and anybody who's ringing right now, just hang on, keep ringing. I'm going to get to you all.
Wait, hold on. Wait. 201.
And coming up next,
hold on.
It's
20 something. Hold on. I wrote it down. Hold on.
It's 203 is a local area code.
203?
Yep.
I've only been giving out the number for 30.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
What's the number?
Online at WFMU.org.
What's the number there?
We're at 43 Montgomery Street.
Oh, wait. Our show's too popular.
Yeah.
I got a busy signal. Hold on.
And coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Oh, no. Wait. Pick up the phone.
And
treatment.
You're not even calling.
I am. I can't believe.
All right,
I'll
see if one of these is you.
I can't
okay.
do my own damn show.
Well, that's not you. That's just a dial tone.
Wait, that's me. I'm trying to get through.
No, I must have picked up the wrong number. You heard? I got a dial tone. All right, let me try.
So go to hell. Hold on.
Let me try another call. We are running out of time.
Oh my God, I hate you so much.
It's almost time for... Okay.
Pick up the phone.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this you, Andy? Andy,
is
it you?
No, that's not me.
No. I would.
Ken, that's not me. That's another guy.
Oh, hey, other guy, hang on. I'm looking for Andy so he can collect...
I'm almost positive that's another guy.
Yeah, that was definitely another guy. Hi, you're on the air.
He was talking and I wasn't, so I could tell them with someone else.
Okay, so how do we know? How will we ever?
Is that me?
Is what you?
I'm on the air.
I wouldn't say you're on the air. I mean, yeah, you're on the air. You've been on the air for an hour.
No, but that's me on the phone.
No, it's not.
It is.
Prove it.
I can't. Oh, I hate you. I hate the thing I hate most is you're having so much fun.
I'm sorry, Andy. We're out of time. Have a great Thanksgiving.
I hate you for enjoying this so much.
Great Thanksgiving, everybody. Stay tuned for Matt Fiveash.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Well, I met a fine lady, she was cute and small. One look at her and I had to fall. Said, come on over and follow my lead. You wanna talk trash, here's all you need. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, I stopped on a corner at the liquor store. Got me a bottle of that heavy glow. Me and my baby's gonna ball tonight. I got what it takes to keep her doing right. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, my TV's working and the lights down low. Real fine music on my radio. Ask my baby what's on her mind. She said one thing that makes me feel so fine. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Well, she drank all night, couldn't stop. Had a full gallon and I couldn't knock her out. When the milkman called at the break of day, she was rocking on her legs and crying right away. Give me a half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, told my baby not to have no fear. Sit right down and just drink some beer. I don't care, she said, what you put down. All that I want is when you come around. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long talk.